Moncrief on News Talk.
If you are selling your house, how would you feel about prospective buyers having a sleepover? In the US, it's a bit of a thing and it's started to appear here as well. Owen O'Reilly is the owner of Owen O'Reilly Estate Agents. Good afternoon, Owen.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
And so in your experience, Owen, what are the conditions in which someone would ask for a sleepover in an apartment or a house?
Well, over the last several years, we've had about a dozen requests, I would say. And only on a couple of occasions has this been granted. And obviously, buying a house or an apartment is a big deal and it's a long-term commitment. And often some people, maybe because of how pressurized the timelines can be, can spend longer considering their next pair of shoes or a car. So it makes sense that these requests come in where I guess what people are trying to get a sense of, Sean, is, you know, what are the neighbours like? What are the noises like? The insulation? Someone a couple of months ago wanted to know what the vibes were like in an apartment. So there can be a number of reasons why this can be requested. And it's understandable given the huge commitment that has been made.
Yeah, it is an odd thing. And on average, when someone's buying a house, for instance, how many times would they visit it before they commit to a massive amount of money?
In our experience, probably about 2 to 4 times. Twice might be where maybe they're buying an investment property. I think when they're buying as a home, they would probably visit 3 to 4 times. Initially, those visits might be quite short. But when you go sale agreed, Sean, most people, and we would always recommend, would get a full structural survey done. And those surveys can take 1 to 3 hours. And that's an opportunity maybe for the buyer to spend a good deal more time in the property.
Yeah.
But in the overall, still not a long time, I suppose.
No, I know people who'd visit shoes more than that. Now you said you've had about a dozen requests.
Mm.
And at what stage are we at when those requests come in? Are we at sale agreed when they ask for this?
That's a good question. There has been times where we have been asked before we go sale agreed, and those requests haven't really been considered. But it would be appropriate at between the sale agreed stage and I suppose signing the unconditional contract stage and paying a 10% deposit. Then you're locked into the deal. So the request would normally come in at that stage, Sean, to spend, a night or a weekend in the property. The two occasions where we've granted this, it was actually apartments we were selling.
Right. Ah, right. Okay, that's interesting because I suppose noise would be more of a factor if you're buying an apartment.
Absolutely. And you also, it's a multi-unit development, so you have multi neighbours. And one of the tips I always give buyers, whether buying an apartment or a house, is find out who the neighbours are. It's a little bit easier with a house because you can knock on the next door neighbor. I personally wouldn't buy a house until I knew who the neighbors were or what their profile was.
Yeah.
And in an apartment, then, you know, if you're buying in a 7-story building and it's on the 6th floor, you've got a lot of neighbors. You've got neighbors above you, beside you, and below you. So can understand why these requests are starting to increase in frequency.
Yeah. How do you find out then? Do you have any tips on that? If you're, I really like this house, how do you find out who the neighbours are?
I'd knock on the door. When I was buying my first house about 6 years ago, it was a terraced house, and I knocked on 2 neighbours to the left, 2 neighbours to the right. 3 of them were in. And they also gave me a great insight into the neighbourhood and the street. So it was actually really beneficial to me to get that insider knowledge, I suppose.
Okay, so just that chat, like anyone who's seen a serial killer movie knows they're always really charming when you first knock on their door. But that was enough to kind of make you think, no, they're nice people. They won't be having raves every night or that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I think what people are looking out for, and no disrespect to students, but, you know, you suppose you want to make sure you're not living next door to a bunch of students or people who like to party a lot. Maybe a dog that barks a lot would be a big one with houses. And, you know, there's nothing worse when you're showing a house, Sean, at an open viewing and there's people walking around and the dog is next door is barking everyone out of it. So, Yeah, so there, as I said, there can be a number of reasons, and I note that article saying it's a growing trend in America, and typically the real estate market here is a couple of years behind trends over there. So this might be a growing trend. One thing I would say, Sean, is we've granted shorter stays for tenants regularly in the rental market, so we would regularly have. Someone's suggesting, look, before I sign a 12-month lease, could I rent it for a month and then decide to renew or commit to a longer term? And only in a handful of occasions has someone decided not to sign a longer term lease.
Yeah, even in this market, for both buying and renting, people feel kind of secure enough to make a request like that.
Yeah, and I mean, it might be fair to say, Sean, that this is more relevant in the middle and upper end of the market.
Okay.
At the lower end of the market, or sorry, rents up to a certain level where it's firmly a landlord's market or a seller's market, and where there's just such a chronic shortage, such a request could mean the landlord or agent is ruling you out.
Mm. Yeah, because say, like you mentioned the barking dog, I completely appreciate how that might be annoying, but might that be, can that be a deal breaker for a prospective buyer? Would they not go, the market's extremely tight, we'll just buy some ear protectors?
I think for someone renting a property for a couple of years, yes. But if you're buying a house, I have to say, I think it's a factor. Mm. And it has come up as a reason. In a small number of cases, granted, where someone has ruled out a house because they realised or discovered that there was dogs next door barking. And I remember we moved a tenant into a property a few years ago in Dublin 6, and next door had two dogs who were left at home alone a lot during the day, and they were barking all the time, and they requested after 3 months to leave, and we granted that.
Wow. Yeah. You can see why, because that would just completely do your head in. Really.
Yeah. And I mean, they were working at home.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah.
Yeah. The people who've made the requests to sleep the night in a place, were they Irish buyers, or were they from outside the country?
So the two I recall, one was a Irish lady buying on her own. And the other was an Italian couple that were used to renting apartments in the area they were talking about, and had heard mixed reviews about each block. So the one they were looking to buy in, they wanted to get a sense of what that was like themselves.
Yeah. And presumably the people in situ still living there, would they they'd go away for the night someplace?
So in one of those cases, the property was vacant.
Ah.
And in the other, they literally set it up beautifully for them, like a Airbnb holiday let, bottle of wine in the fridge, and in both occasions, both buyers decided to proceed. There's been a couple of occasions where we haven't granted a short stay, and they've decided not to proceed.
Yeah. You know, one of our listeners says, anyone considering buying an apartment should request a nighttime viewing. Most apartment complexes are like graveyards during the day because everyone's at work. It's only in the evening that you get a sense of how noisy your neighbours really are.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. And do you do many of them? Would you do many evening showings?
Oh, yeah. Oh, every agent is showing properties during the day and just after work. We'd be very active between 6 and 7 p.m., for example.
Yeah. So, Owen, have you ever had that kind of nightmare scenario that, you have the keys, you fling open the doors, and then suddenly there's dum, 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 dum from next door, and you're going, oh, my God, how can I show this apartment now?
Sean, I'm an estate agent 25 years, and during that time, I have seen it all. I could write a book. And music blaring next door would be at the lower end of the scale of what I've experienced during that time.
Oh, wow.
But look, in most apartment complexes, obviously there are house rules and people will be very considerate. But, one of the reasons why I advise buyers to find out who the neighbours are after you've closed the deal, and if you think your neighbour is going to be a problem, it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. We will have Owen O'Reilly back in on the show when he's published his memoir of shock revelations about estate agenting for the last 25 years. In the meantime, Owen, thanks a million. That was Owen O'Reilly there of Owen O'Reilly Estate Agents.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.